Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Tell you what, it was nice to hear from Carson this morning
about his marriage.
About his marriage holding together after Jim had pointed out that maybe Carson was looking for someone. But Carson, we got that all solved. And so Carson's putting things back together in his home life. And then he also has currency going for us right now with fintech.
And breaking news. Go ahead, play it, Austin. Oh. Speaking of currency, Carson Schott, I'm seeing on the text line, Carson Schott has donated $250.
$250.
For Giving Lincoln Day. Matt Talbot, Carson. Kitchen Outreach, $250 per Carson Schott. Give to Lincoln.com. You can donate today and select Matt Talbot. If you donate, send a screenshot and put it to the text line at 464-5685. We will shout you out.
We'll give a shout out.
Also, right, Mr.
We need that number.
Mr. Blitzkrieg, $50. Jaron, $100 also. I saw Dan, $100 on the text line.
This is incredible. Thank you.
Derek, Ellie's dad, $100.
$100. She's coming right
the big rolling man came rolling through.
Right out of Wood River.
The big man from Wood River.
Came
6 foot seven forward. He could play.
Power forward. Also can handle the ball very well.
I think he could.
Can handle the ball, right?
Yes, he could.
Can handle the ball, kind of finger roll. Also, he kind of have a little bit of a George Gervin Iceman type finger roll.
Did he?
That's what we talked about.
I bet he can tomahawk too.
I bet he can. Yeah. Can your dad still dunk? Can he dunk today?
Oh, I bet he could.
I bet he could. If we can get Derek to dunk, would someone give $1,000 to Matt Talbert Kitchen? If we can get Derek to dunk a basketball today on a 10-foot rim, we'll go over to Westland. We have the basketball coach here. And we'll go over there. We'll get Derek over there, and if we get him to dunk for $1,000.
A reminder, Matt Talbot helps relieving and hunger, defeating homelessness also in the community. They help address addiction. They provide outreach, and this is important for them because all the donations today help make this place run. Every dollar helps provide hot meals, safe housing, recovery support, and dignity to those who need it most. Give to Lincoln.com. Search for Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Make your gift today and get on the text line. Also,
thank
we'll
you, Breakers.
You out.
God dang, Jim started it off, and the Breakers have jumped in.
Yes, Mike thank Schaefer you. With us from 24/7 Sports. Schaefer, a lot of hubbub. I would say, is it? Could go with that about
yes.
next week's yes. Battle of the Boneyard recruiting event. What can you tell us about this? How many people do you expect to be here in town? Recruits.
Well, they are hoping to have 16 teams, and so you know, if you assume there's at least 12 people, if not more, on some of these teams. Like, this is a huge recruiting event for Nebraska. I mean, they have the opportunity to have a lot of talent on their campus, going through their facilities, eating at their training table, just being right here in Lincoln for something that isn't happening anywhere else in the country. I wouldn't say reminiscent because it's going to be very structured differently, but it reminds me a lot of the early days of Friday Night Lights where it was sort of a unique thing and Nebraska had a lot of talent come to campus and you had moments like Micah Parsons working out as a wide receiver just because he wanted to go have fun doing it at a camp. And everyone who was in attendance that day knew that he was a pretty special athlete and was likely headed for big things if it all came together. And so I think that's kind of what the hope is here. You put this event together that's unlike anything else going on, and you have a lot of talent come. And Nebraska's just kind of hoping that they get the opportunity to spend time on campus around this setting. They're hoping to have fans come in to kind of amplify it a little bit, especially for the championship and all of that happens Friday evening. And if you consider a lot of these guys are going to be 27s and 28s mm-hmm. that you get to campus now. Maybe they're like, hey, I want to see what that stadium looks like in the fall, or I want to know more about this program or this fan base or whatever else. It can only help you. And then now in the transfer portal era, maybe this guy doesn't get recruited to Nebraska right away, but he's in the portal and Nebraska reaches out. He already has a frame of reference for what Lincoln is and for what the university is and the facilities and all of that that's going to be there. So it could have a really long-term effect should it be done well and you know, should guys have a good time and all of that. So I think it's a huge event for Nebraska. They have teams coming in from places like Miami and Atlanta and Houston and Los Angeles and the Pacific Northwest and Indianapolis. They're going to have a couple local teams, and there's, you know, teams coming from Mississippi. And so there's just going to be a lot of different people that have never been to Lincoln, Nebraska, have never been on Nebraska's campus, that are effectively going to have an unofficial visit, a camp, and a 7-on-7 all in, you know, one day.
A lot of high profile players.
Yeah. I wish I could sit here and spout off a bunch of the names. I haven't really memorized that list to this point, but there is expected to be a lot of, you know, four-star talent and even a few five-star players that are going to be coming.
I think I heard Cam Newton might have a team here.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
I don't know that Cam Newton himself will be here.
But... a lot of professional athletes sponsor these type of teams. I know, you know, back when Keyshawn Johnson had a big 7-on-7 team, and we've seen that with a number of other kind of higher-profile NFL players. I think Saquon Barkley has a team and things like that. But you're right. They tend to donate their name and financially to allow that team to travel and move around. I don't know if we'll get to see Cam Newton in a fedora on the sidelines. Just maybe.
Are the
looking the immaculately
local,
dressed?
Are the local teams all-star teams?
They are local competitive 7-on-7 teams. Like they're the type of teams that have gone out to Chicago and Las Vegas, and I think some have gone down to Miami and competed in the tournaments that they have going on there. So all-star teams in the sense that a lot of them aren't playing at the same high school.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah.
So people know it's not Millard South.
Yeah, no, this is not a high school event. This is, you know, the guys that have been working together, you know, throughout these for a while as well.
So well, this is something we cover.
Yeah, no, this is
you'll be there.
It is a media opportunity.
On three would probably be involved in this somewhere. Yeah. Since you work for them. Yes.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and nobody else is doing it. I mean, that's kind of the cool thing, is that Nebraska was able to figure out how to connect all the dots to pull off an event that, you know, there's rules against having interscholastic competitions on campuses. Mm-hmm. And because Nebraska was able to structure it as a camp, that allowed them to sort of circumvent that and then now have a 7-on-7 tournament. Adidas's sponsorship helps bring in some of those big, you know, programs. And Adidas is heavily involved in the 7-on-7 scene. It's similar, you know, in a lot of ways of your AAU stuff, and Nike would have a big event and you would get a
breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
A lot of the top high school basketball players in the country, because Nike's involved. Uh-huh. Same thing. Adidas involvement helps bring in a lot of these guys. Uh-huh. They're trying to look for the next Dylan Raiola, if you will, because they want to make those endorsement deals when these kids start making it to college. And hopefully some of them make it to the NFL and all of that.
So question would be, so it's a camp. So that means they're enrolled in camp. That also gives the Nebraska coaches access, if they have time, to work out. They can actually teach and coach if they want to. In between games, they have a 3-hour lay, and there's like a player that maybe is not well known, but it's like really stands out. But he might be always a 2-3 star right now. they, to my knowledge, if the camps are run the same, is that you're able to work with them.
Yep, they'll have a period of instruction in the morning, and they'll be able to go through testing, and you know, that's the other big thing, and Bill would know this really well. A lot of times with camp, you want to get those verified testing numbers. You want to know if a guy is able to run, or, you know, if he's the actual height that he claims to be, or the weight, or whatever else. Yeah, and so you're going to have all of that information. You're going to have it in-house on these players. I mean, that's one of the big things that happens with camp. And then you're right. There's the ability for on-field instruction as well.
Yeah, gives you a lot of freedom.
I've seen guys at these camps ruled out that if they run a bad 40.
Yeah.
You just can't. Mm. If a kid is a receiver and he runs a 4.79, probably just don't do it.
There's definitely players that have not had good camp performances that it has cost them their chance of scholarships. Now, in some cases, it didn't necessarily cost a scholarship, but it moved him down the board, and then you know, they went elsewhere and ended up being really good.
Really good.
Running in a camp isn't always the most important. Yeah, thing.
I hopefully I'm not misspeaking this, but I'm pretty sure this is 99% accurate. Dabo Sweeney, he does no testing.
Is that right?
He's like, no, let's just watch him play. Let's watch him play. What do you think about this? Because the number of times I've seen guys run really well, it's like, whoa. Then you go race right back. Let's watch him again on film. Then you watch the film. It's like, yeah, that holds true. He's not even, there's nothing on film that says he can play.
That's a philosophical difference.
And so I like the fact
you have to have you have to be wired differently, I think, to have that mentality. You have to be a footballer.
There's very few times you watch someone, though, and just go, man, that he looks special. And then you go, yeah, but he probably can't run well enough. Or he didn't tell that. That just doesn't happen very often. The other thing to always think about,
you
remember
just taught
this.
Me something.
So a lot of times people will, they'll be like, I'll come to camp. Yeah, I'm not running. I'm not, you know, I'm not. Injury, not running. Usually they're hiding something because you know what fast guys do? They run. Can't wait to show off. Yeah. But it's like having a dunk contest. If you can dunk, I don't do the dunk contest, even though I can windmill dunk and stuff. Yeah, you do. So fast, I've seen them before. I was at a camp at on Memorial Day at Tulane, and there was a young man that was a 5-star actually, and I was recruiting him, and he was the one that was already committed to us at LSU, and so he came with someone else, and I go, not running, huh? Not doing camp like that? Hang on, he said. He went and borrowed a pair of shoes and ran the 40. He goes, you like that?
Clipped one off.
Yeah. He goes, you like that? And I'm like, yeah.
It did not, your face.
Yeah. He was just being nice about it. He wasn't even being a
you
jerk.
You like that?
Yeah. He's probably like okay.
Give you a little Riker 5.
That's the guy you're looking for. That's the kind of guy you're looking for. Because fast guys run. Now, they also jump. Like that. The guys that I'm not doing vertical. That means they're probably not a very good vertical. Because if they can jump, they will jump.
They'll jump. I made a Riker 5 reference. It's Maryland.
Riker 5 and Kirk Cousins all both did. You like that?
Riker 5 completed a pass against Maryland, was running down the field and turned to the sideline and said, you like that?
I wish I was there to see that. I was at that game.
One of the rare highlights of the 2016 season.
Hey, they were 7-0. Don't forget that
shit.
That?
You like that?
Well, one of the rare November highlights of 2016.
That's fair. And the other thing about these camps is I think there can be some misconceptions about Lincoln, about Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
And so they get these high-profile guys here, and so often you hear them. They'll say, nah, not what I expected.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks that Nebraska football is played in a cornfield, just surrounded 360 all around cornfields. And so, and you think about it, like whatever your perception is when you were growing up, whatever you thought Mississippi would be.
The Delta.
You're sort of just locked into your preconceived notions.
Yes.
And so people get really bent out of shape on that, and I don't know that they should, because
I don't bother me any.
Growing up somewhere, it's not like you spend a lot of time Google image searching Lincoln, Nebraska. So a lot of times they walk away, and it gives Nebraska the opportunity to surprise and impress, because it is going to be more urban environment, and generally it's going to be nicer than people expect.
Right, absolutely.
And then you get the new facilities on top of it.
That's the other thing.
And that's kind of a big part of it. And they're going to spend all of Friday in those facilities. And so it's just a big opportunity. Nebraska's going to have a pretty important visit weekend going on as well.
Now, what do you know, Schaefer, from what I know of the rules are, this is a camp. So that means also that if the timing doesn't work out for other players at different times, so an offensive lineman can show up and work out in camp. A kicker could show up. A punter could show up. And these guys, could, if it's camp, and you're that means anyone can come. And so it doesn't have to be just camp for the – if it's technically a camp, which opens up windows for other positions sometimes that can show up. So let's just say there's someone from Idaho that has their camp schedule all mapped out where they're going. This could also classify as a camp. Is there anyone else coming in, other position that might be coming in? Hey, I'm going to come in and I'm going to test.
I haven't heard that yet, but I hadn't considered that it would basically be open for other people that happen to be coming by. I mean, what I'm familiar with is more the roster of the teams that are coming in at this point. But, yeah,
what would happen a lot of times, this is different because this is more all-star type of things, but what would happen if you had a 7-on-7 camp and you had a couple linemen from that same school? They would show up to the 7-on-7 camp, and then the O-line coach would work them out, or they would do something different with them. But that's the rules from what I know from when I was in the business. And Steve will point out that I'm no longer in the business.
I got a lot of free time, so I'm not working right now.
So I don't have a job.
Why are you instigating?
But that is one of the things that they could do.
Piling on.
Good God.
When we come back, we will have Bill's Thrills live from Matt Talbot Kitchen Outreach.
Hey, Matt,
is it Cool Parenting Tips Thursday?
Cool. We're staying online.
Yes, Doctor Love tomorrow.
Right. Doctor Love is tomorrow.
7:35 tomorrow. The doctor will address any issues.
Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.